This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The U.S. is one of a handful of countries without national rules for paid time off if you get sick. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a new report this week finds Social Security and Medicare will start running out of money in a little over a decade, according to a new report. It actually is a slight improvement from the last accounting of this, but the report says Congress still needs to act to shore up the programs if it's to keep paying out what they owe. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The annual Social Security and Medicare trustees reports say the Social Security Trust Fund will run out in 2033. At that point, Social Security would only be able to pay out 79% of benefits. There's better news on the Trust Fund for Social Security disability benefits. The report says it'll be solvent until at least 2098. Medicare's Hospital Insurance Trust Fund is now expected to last until 2036, 5 years longer than expected. This is the part of Medicare that pays for hospital bills. The report says, though, in 2036, it'll just be able to pay out 89% of benefits. Congress could raise the retirement age or hike taxes to fix the shortfalls, but the report says lawmakers should take action sooner rather than later so, quote, the public has adequate time to prepare. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We'll get results from the online forum Reddit after markets close today. It's the company's first quarterly profit, loss, and sales report since its stock market debut back in March. The launch of Reddit stock came over a decade after other earlier social media offerings like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, now X, moved public. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Reddit has been around since 2005, when most social media companies shared the same business model.
We'll raise all the venture capital we can get our hands on, and we'll spend it like water.
But Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says Reddit was different. It was frugal in those early years, and that meant it didn't have pressure from investors.
Beating them on the head saying, go public, go public.
And telling the company it better start turning a profit, which it hasn't in nearly 20 years. But the billions of user posts and replies on Reddit recently got a lot more valuable, says Joshua White at Vanderbilt University.
They have, you know, a vast trove of content that platforms like Google can use to train its AI models.
And train them on conversations between regular people rather than literature or professional writing. White says today's earnings report will give us a look at how efforts to monetize all that content with ads and AI training deals are panning out. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Disney profits topped expectations this morning for the winter quarter. For the first time, the streaming services Disney Plus and Hulu produced a profit when combined. Old school TV revenue was down, and ESPN Plus was ESPN minus for the quarter. The stock is down 2.3% in pre-market trading right now. And another kind of stock, fish stock, makes a great ramen soup, and there are fish stocks, the amount of fish in the ocean. Some improvement there. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration says that the percentage of U.S. stocks not being overfished is up to 94%. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The COVID pandemic was, among other things, a grim reminder that workers without paid sick leave find it very hard if they do indeed get sick. Emergency federal rules for paid sick leave expired in 2021, but some states addressed this recently, including Colorado, New York, New Mexico, Illinois, and Minnesota. They joined 10 other states and D.C. with these benefits. Zach Dyer with our partner KFF Health News reports.
Bill Thompson and his wife were married nearly 20 years, and she'd never seen him smile.
I didn't have any teeth to smile with.
An infection in Thompson's mouth that started around 1998 robbed him of his teeth. As he worked the grill at Burger King, Thompson dealt with throbbing toothaches and painful abscesses that made his face swell. At the time, he didn't have health or dental insurance or paid sick leave. Thompson lives in Missouri, one of many states that doesn't require it.
I can't afford to miss any work. I can't afford to miss any pay because I already work paycheck to paycheck.
It eventually took charity care for Thompson to get his teeth fixed in 2018. Today, he has a new smile and a new job, one that offers paid sick leave.
When the pandemic hit, we finally saw some real political will to solve the problem of not having federal paid sick leave.
That's Hillary Wething. She co-authored a report on sick leave in America for the Economic Policy Institute. Wething says the lack of paid time off hits low-income workers the hardest.
If you take 3 days of unpaid sick time, that could potentially cut off electricity or heating to your family.
Wething's report found that more than half of the lowest-paid workers can't get time off for an illness. She says showing up to work sick poses a risk to coworkers and customers.
Our cashiers, our waiters, our nail technicians, they risk infecting their customers, and that can have a community-wide ripple effect.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses says the cost of paying workers for time off, extra paperwork, and lost productivity burdens small employers. And the Small Business Advocacy Group argues that workplaces should have the flexibility to figure something out with their employees without mandates. Illinois' paid time off law went into effect this year. Lauren Patton co-owns the Old Bakery Beer Company there. She says most of her employees are young.
So when they get sick, it's usually a day or two, and then they're back at it.
One study found that workers take an average of 2 more sick days a year once these laws go into effect. Patton supports Illinois' new requirement for sick leave, but worries about how to pay for it.
So whether that means raising prices or cutting something else or just, like, doing it and seeing what happens, like...
If the state requires it, she says she'll make it work. In St. Louis, I'm Zach Dyer.
That's in association with KFF Health News, an independent source of news, polling, and health policy research. Our producers are James Graham, Naomi Rainey, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.